I'm gonna turn yours off anyway. Figure.
You guys have been here longer than don't.
Yeah,
like
right.
You
know,
the first
yeah.
So as you play more and more, how does your comfort level just with the tempo increase? And do you feel like you're kind of each week able to kind of get the thing rolling even faster?
I mean, that's the real goal each week, is to get more and more comfortable in the system, to progress and get a little bit better, you know, whether it's each practice period or training period, and then kind of roll that over to the next week, eliminate any mistakes, and then improve upon the things that we're doing well. So hopefully as I get more comfortable and, you know, gel more and more with these guys, we can just play even faster and more efficient.
Hey Mark, Pete Carroll's reaction when you left USC got a lot of attention. What's your relationship at this point with him?
Oh, he's great. He texted me during the preseason, just, "You're doing awesome. So happy to see you back, having fun." And, you know, that means the world to me, because that's somebody I really respect and had so much fun playing for. So it's going to be good to see him again. And we got to talk when we played him a couple years ago. He's great. He's a really good coach and better friend. So,
Mark, when you play a team like Seattle, do you just look at the defense, or are you especially aware of a playmaker like Richard Sherman?
I mean, if you spend too much time worried about one guy, they have so many playmakers, you know. So they got Averill and Bennett and, I mean, guys all over the field. Both corners are playing really well. Obviously, their safeties are two of the best in the league. It's one of the best secondaries we'll play. And those guys are good because the D-line's good, and the D-line's good because the secondary's good, and then the backers fly around and make their own play. So, we're going to have our hands full. We got to really, you know, turn it up.
Mark, what do you remember about the game in 2012 there?
We turned the ball over in the red zone one time, and we just weren't very efficient. You know, we ran the ball okay. We were kind of in the game, you know, for a little bit, and then it got away from us because we didn't take care of the football. So that's got to be a real emphasis.
Mark, what did they throw at you in the secondary in terms of zone versus man?
I mean, they can do it all. They got corners that can play man-to-man. They got guys that can drop out in zone. They try and make a lot of things look the same. Plenty of single high. You get into long yardages. You know, we could see some split safety stuff, but they can do it all. And that's because they're so good and they have great coaches.
What was fun about playing for Pete?
Similar to Coach Kelly, the atmosphere, you know, they really emphasize that you work your butt off all week, and then when you get to game day, just relax and have the time of your life. And that's what it feels like here. That's what it felt like at USC. And, you know, at times in New York, it felt like that too, where things are going great. And, you know, we got good players, a good system. Let's go have fun on Sunday. And that was the most important thing. It was a competitive atmosphere at all times, so you had to be ready to play.
Mark, your decisions to keep the ball, I know you talked about this after the game, on some of those zone read plays. Was that a result of something you saw on film, something you saw in previous weeks, or how come last game you kept it a little bit more?
You know, sometimes it just happens that way. And they're up every week. So some weeks it happens a couple times like it did last week. Some weeks it never happens at all. So I just got to be ready for them.
Do you think they'll respect it more the more you do it?
Shoot, I don't know. We'll see. I have no idea.
When did you spend the time off?
I got to go home, back to California, and see some family. I saw my nephew and my nieces and aunts and uncles. We had a big thing on Sunday, so we catered some food.
Did you flip off the switch for a couple of days?
Oh, no. When I go home, I'm, you know, Tio Mark and Cousin Marky, and I mean, I'm like the most normal dude. You would never know that I play ball or played at SC or New York or anything. They treat me the same, and you know, I got to get my plate at the table and throw other people's plates out and go open the door and walk people to their cars, and you know, it's normal stuff. So you know, I'm just a regular human, regular civilian, I guess, when you get home. And you know, it's funny, if they do bring up any football stuff, it's always like, "Man, you know, you had Brad Smith wide open in the red zone. What happened?" And I'm just like, "Dang, they're brutal. Worse than you guys."
What did happen?
We missed it.
You know, you're at between 63 and 64% accuracy with New York. You know, that number is always in the mid-50s. What is it? What's evolved in your game that's enabled you to be so accurate?
I mean, it's got to get better. That's for sure. I think we're hitting at a higher percentage in preseason, and there's some easy throws that I've really missed. So that'll come, I think, as we get going. But, you know, I feel like we just have a great system. We have good players. They're a lot of fun to be around. They love to compete. And it's a good atmosphere. So I think all those things lend to guys playing well in all three phases.
Is there anything with your mechanics, your throwing motion, anything that you've worked on that way that's kind of enabled you to be more accurate?
Other than all the rehab stuff that can't ever hurt. But, you know, thanks, Dr. Andrews. It's awesome.
And Mark, Pete brought some of his staff with him. How familiar are you with a lot of the guys there, Carl Smith?
Strength staff, yep. A lot of the offensive and defensive coaches. So that'll be fun. It'll be a good little reunion. And, you know, hopefully, I know it'll be competitive. And I remember when Coach, when we were at SC, you know, he'd always talk about playing against guys that you coached with or that played for him and stuff like that. And his biggest thing is you want to kick their butt. You know, that's kind of the way you feel when you play against those guys. So I know he's thinking that, and that's got to be our attitude. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Were there any Seattle's defense, Mark? What are the similarities to that USC defense that you used to practice against all the time on the field?
You know, it has a little bit of carryover. Obviously, it's harder to see a lot of the things. They can disguise so much better just with the hashes being closer in the NFL. It's, you know, as you move from high school to college to the NFL, as the hashes move closer to help the offense, it also helps the defense with disguising. So you really always kind of play into the field and stuff. So a lot of the stuff that used to tip us off in college is not as evident. And obviously the players are a lot better. They're a lot better and a lot faster. And so the best players from that defense that I face are playing around the league. And so it'll be a good matchup. But I don't know if there's too much carryover.
He's blitzing a lot less in the pros than he was in college, right?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, too, where when you have that kind of D-line, when they can apply pressure the way they do, and then guys that can cover for that long, I mean, what are you going to blitz for? You can potentially get burned on an easy route inside, and they don't really need it. So
He's always been a one-gap front on the front guy. Is that still the same? Is that, you know, that 4-3 under that he runs?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen plenty of looks from them. I mean, they'll go three down, they'll go four down, they'll go one gap, they'll go two gap. Like I said, it's one of the most, one of the best defenses we'll play all year. I mean, other than our guys, obviously, we think our guys are some of the best as well. So it's going to be, it'll be a good matchup.
You've had a lot of success. Go ahead, Les.
Sorry. When you first took over the job, the red zone was going really great. The last couple games it really hasn't, especially Thursday.
Right.
What do you see there? What's not happening?
You know, we just had some missed opportunities, and I think there's a couple throws that got to be on the money. We have to hit our landmarks and, you know, get there's a couple plays there on first and second down where I think we could have got some positive yards, even if it's a scramble for 2 yards or, you know, lunging forward on a run or getting an underneath completion instead of throwing the ball away where you get into a third and short. Or a situation where you can really make a first down, not necessarily score, but just make a first down and give yourself four more chances. So I think we missed on a couple of those. And, you know, it starts with me. I got to get better with that.
You had the one play with Riley where it looked like you hit him with the ball and he wasn't turned around yet. What happened there?
Well, I threw it and then it hit him. And he wasn't turned around. But it's not Riley's fault. He's good. He did all right. He did.